Hello there, boo-boos. Just a little update on the book I'm writing at the moment, News from the Squares. I'm kind of excited about it, so forgive me, but I have never, in 30 years of writing, worked so hard on each phrase, sentence, paragraph and chapter of a story as I have on News from the Squares. Now, I'm not saying this to big up the book or imply that it will be a world-changing work of genius. It's just that the subject matter is very challenging. A world like ours, only run by women. It's challenging to a man of my generation because I was born into the patriarchal paradise of post-war Britain. A man's role was never questioned. A generation of men, my father's generation, had made incredible sacrifices, shown unimaginable bravery and experienced such brutality and loss that it was felt by society in general they deserved their position of social dominance. However, by the time I was in my late teens and early 20s, those easily held assumptions were being forcefully challenged by the daughters of those same men, women who were born after the war. Women who are now in their 50s and 60s were at the forefront of the feminist movement of the 1960s and 70s. They were vocal, challenging, assertive and argumentative. They didn't accept the patriarchal norm they had been presented with. Now, I believe then, I still believe now, that this was the biggest challenge established Western culture has faced. Feminism changed the world more profoundly and with longer-term consequences than any other political movement I've lived through. Now, I put no value judgment on that assertion. It is just an observation on the world we live in now in comparison to the world we lived in then. So what has surprised me in writing News from the Squares is that in order to imagine a world where women dominate the political and administrative systems, I've had to think about the role of men in great detail. Not only what would they do, but how would they react? In order to make this world at least plausible enough, I've had to read a great deal of current political thinking on this subject. I've combed through surveys of global educational results and seen why politicians are genuinely concerned about what's going on. The swing from the dominance of men in all stages of education to the mirror opposite, with the dominance of women, is nothing short of astounding. Over the last 30 years, it has more than reversed. The number of men who are driven and determined to get to the top is shrinking globally at an alarming rate. The number of women filling that void can only be described as explosive. By coming up with the notion of what would happen if women ruled the world in an almost flippant way when I was planning this book, I'm realizing more and more that it is anything but a flippant suggestion. It appears to be happening now, and it seems to be happening rather fast. That's all. Boo-boo.